Hi, and welcome back to Healing Quest. I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And I'm Judy Brooks. And if you're just joining us, our topics here on Healing Quest are holistic approaches to optimal health to help us all live longer, healthier, and happier. So we talk a lot about emotional fitness here on Healing Quest, and we've done a lot of stories on our television show about how to deal with the traumas in our lives, that's both the big ones and the small ones, and come out the other side more resilient and whole.
Well, this Memorial Day weekend, we talk not only about our fallen soldiers, but also about the service members who give so much to protect us right now, day to day.
So, you know, we hold memorial ceremonies for those soldiers who have given their lives. And today we want to honor those soldiers who have not died necessarily, but who have lost their lives or any semblance of the life that they had before they went in the service and went into combat. They're so damaged that they have lost the lives that they had and the person that they were before combat. Their families and their friends often just mourn that loss as if they had lost that person when they come home.
So we're talking now about PTSD, obviously, and that's post-traumatic stress disorder. And we have with us today Dr. Donna Ahrs of Auburn. She's a PhD and author of ER for the Soul, where she explores the results of trauma on the human body and soul. Donna founded the Forgotten Soldier Program in 2006, and since then, the Forgotten Soldier Program has helped more than 22,000 veterans and their family members.
So Donna developed empathetic touch, and that's a non-invasive method of healing that was derived basically from the ancient laying on of hands technique. It treats the whole person, it relaxes the mind, and it heals the body, and it soothes the spirit by working in the energy field. So Donna, welcome to Healing Quest. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
First of all, I'm curious, how did you come up with the name for this healing touch method that you've been using for the past few years?
So the veterans wanted to give it a name, and they always just say, go see these people with the program, they'll help you. So I put a panel of veterans together, Vietnam veterans, Afghanistan veterans, and Iraq veterans, and threw out some names, and I said, help me name this so we can trademark it. And they all said, we want to call it empathetic touch because you give us empathy, and this is what it should be called.
Wow, that's wonderful that they came up with a name on their own. That's terrific.
So now how and where have you been working with the veterans?
For the last 7 years, we've been working down at Sacramento Combat Center and Mather Pain Clinic, and we have an office in Auburn where the veterans also come here.
So what made you want to start the Forgotten Soldier Program?
Because I was seeing the different cracks, well, lots of cracks that the VA system had, and the cracks weren't being filled. The veterans wanted more. They didn't want all the drugs, the prescription drugs. They wanted different avenues. They wanted to find their life on a natural, holistic way, and there just needed to be more done, so we stepped forward.
So if we were able to observe a session that you have with a vet, what does empathetic touch look like as you're using it?
So the veteran comes in, and their first comment is always, wow, this center isn't anything like the Mather VA Hospital. It's not sterile. It's very colorful. They come in. They don't have to tell their stories because PTSD is not what is wrong with you. It's what's happened to you. So they feel safe here. We go where the energy field takes us. We remove the blockages, the frozen pieces. They lay on a very nice healing table without their shoes. And we do the work and we clear the imprints that need to be cleared that's not theirs and get them back to their regular way of life.
So are you actually touching them? So this is hands-on or
yes.
Is it hands above the body?
It's hands-on and it's Chinese medicine and we go into all the points sort of like acupuncture and we work on taking the trauma out of the energy field so they can relax, let go of anxiety, depression, sleep better, and come back to the core of who they really are.
We've done a number of stories on dealing with trauma. And one of the things that I think surprised us a couple of years ago when we started looking into this field is that trauma actually is not just an emotional thing. It's not something that happens necessarily between the ears. It can sometimes have a physical component and get stuck in the body. Is that your sense of it?
Right. It gets stuck in the body because it doesn't have a way to come out. The flow of the body is a natural flow like a river. And if you are blocked and you have trauma and you've gone through these extreme traumatic situations, you're going to freeze up because you have to deal with what's happening at hand. And then no one's bringing them back to their natural flow. So that's where we come in.
That sounds great. Well, if you're just joining us, I'm Judy Brooks.
And I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And you're listening to Healing Quest on this Memorial Day weekend. And we're talking with therapist and author Donna Ahrs about her Forgotten Soldier program.
So what are some of the biggest benefits and changes that you've seen in the people that you've been working with over the past decade?
They've been big. Pain disappears. They get their lives back. They're able to put their families back together. They're able to go back to school. They don't have to take 15 or 20 medication prescription drugs anymore. And we had a lady just recently at David Grant Hospital that said she hadn't been able to smell in 10 years, and she has her smell back.
Oh, my goodness. That's kind of an unusual result, isn't it?
You know, everybody's different. No one human being is like another human being. Trauma affects each human being in the way it does. Nobody's alike.
Well, I was just going to ask, have you seen any shift in the Veterans Administration toward these types of therapies?
We've been volunteering for 7 years at Mather Hospital, and we're still volunteering. So shifts, they want us there, and they haven't turned us away. The veterans get huge benefits. I know they brought yoga in and some different things, but we're there to help the veterans and not abandon them. So the VA's been very open to us coming there and working with the veterans.
That's great.
If our folks want to find out more about Empathetic Touch or your Forgotten Soldier program, how do they do so?
They can go on the internet and look up theForgottenSoldierProgram.org, or they can call the main office, 530-889-2300.
We've been talking with Donna Ahrs, founder of the Forgotten Soldier Program.
Obviously, as we just heard, Donna is doing fantastic work. How did you find her?
You remember a few weeks ago when I was on location at the Shamanic Center with
right.
Jana Din and that workshop, and she was sitting next to me and we started a conversation. I was like, this is fascinating work and I really want to know more about it. And I, at that time, I thought, I'd like to have her on the show. And then Memorial Day weekend came up and we thought, let's get Donna. She's doing some really great work. One of the other things that she didn't talk about is they also have a community garden. Veterans can come and they can work there and they can grow their own vegetables and be part of, and that's a big part of their healing. You know, we've done stories on that on the television show, Healing Gardens.
Right.
It's great therapy.
That connection with nature we talk about, and it really does work.
And it does make a difference.
All right, coming up after the break, we're going to be speaking with somebody who's benefited from the Empathetic Touch program and the Forgotten Soldier program. You remember at the beginning of the Iraq War, we talked about shock and awe? Well, our next guest was part of that shock and awe as the troops rolled into Iraq. We're going to hear his story and a lot more. And you can email us at info@healingquestradio.com. info@healingquestradio.com. Or you can call us at 877-544-4827.
We'd really like to hear from you. We want to hear what you want to hear from us. What do you want us to talk about? You know, we're here to answer your questions. We're here to hopefully share with you choices that are out there that you might not otherwise have heard about. And we really want to know what's of interest to you. So give us a call.
This podcast is brought to you by Healing Quest Natural.
Clinical grade superfood, digestive health, and immune support drinks.
More information is available at healingquestnatural.com.
And now back to Healing Quest.
Hi, and welcome back to Healing Quest. I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And I'm Judy Brooks. And if you're just joining us, our focus is holistic wellness and the latest in mind-body techniques to help us all live longer, happier, and healthier.
Before the break, we were talking with Donna Ahrs of Auburn. She's an author, holistic consultant, and the founder of the Forgotten Soldier Program, which has helped over 20,000 veterans and service members at no charge with integrative healthcare services.
And one of those people that Donna has helped is John Patrick, and he served in the Marine Corps, infantry, and various units, including the presidential retreat at Camp David.
Wow, that's a big place. And also in the Marine Barracks at Washington, D.C., under Presidents Clinton and Bush.
Well, when his active duty service ended, he joined the reserve just in time to be called up for the invasion of Iraq. And in fact, his unit was one of the first to set foot inside the nation of Iraq.
John now lives in Northern California with his wife and three children, one of whom was born only a few weeks ago. So, John, congratulations. We're very pleased now to welcome John Patrick to Healing Quest.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you for agreeing to be on this Memorial Day weekend. We thought it was appropriate to talk to a veteran and about the work that you've been doing with Donna. But I'd like to ask you first, is like, what year did you arrive in Iraq and what was your first stop?
Well, we were part of the invasion force, so we staged in Kuwait, and when President Bush gave us the order, we crossed from the border of Kuwait all the way through Iraq. So some of the battles that we participated in was the Battle of Al-Nasiriyah, Al-Gharaf, and Al-Kut. So all of the towns from the Kuwait border all the way up to the first walking patrols in Baghdad, and that's what our unit did. And we were part of 1st Marine Division, and we went from town to town, from the Kuwait border all the way through Baghdad.
How long were you in Iraq, John?
We started in the beginning of March, and our unit was relieved at the end of May. So only a short time.
I bet it didn't seem like a short time.
No, it wasn't. We had we were going the whole time. It was said that we went farther and faster than any military unit in the history of the world. So it was
wow.
It was an honor, to say the least.
Wow. So after that, then did you come home, or after your unit was relieved, where'd you go?
You know, after I was part of the reserve unit until September of 2003, and that was the end of my active duty time. Mm-hmm. So after that, I attended some college and joined the workforce with some degree of success.
Well, now, you obviously were seeing Donna for PTSD. So at some point after you came home, you must have started to notice that you weren't quite the same person you were when you left. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, I think that is a fair statement. And when you go through combat, there's just some part of you that's just changed. And that part, you know, I couldn't kind of figure out what was going on. And I knew something wasn't right. And unfortunately, the symptoms of PTSD really didn't surface until my first daughter was born. And then I started having bouts of survivor guilt, and it just kind of brought home a lot of different things in my life. And I just didn't deal with them yet.
Was it a lot of anxiety? Was there depression? I mean, we hear a lot of different symptoms about PTSD. What were some of yours?
You know, that's the thing about PTSD is it takes a lot of forms, and it means a lot to different people. At that stage, I was having horrible nightmares. My anxiety was through the roof. I had a hard time just even talking about what we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. And it really took its toll on my family. And
well, how did you get help? Was the VA helpful first of all?
You know, the VA was okay, but at that time they weren't giving me the tools that I needed, and there was such a backlog of veterans, and I was one of the first veterans to come back. They weren't ready for us yet, mm-hmm. and they just weren't equipped. And luckily, I met a chaplain in Nevada City, and he told me to show up that place in Auburn and go speak to Donna Ars with the Forgotten Soldier Program. And I showed up one day without an appointment, and she just happened to be between appointments. And
what year was that, John?
That was last year. So it's been about a year, 14 months or so, that we've been seeing each other consistently.
So you were home for a period of years without really kind of getting that help that you needed to begin to deal with this PTSD.
Yes, I was. And it's hard to explain to someone else what's wrong with yourself if you can't explain it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And over time, we just kind of accepted that that's what the cost was, and that's how my life was going to be. Yeah. So luckily, I did find the Forgotten Soldier Program, or I should say it found me, and we were able to do some great work together.
On this Memorial Day, we're talking about the Forgotten Soldier Program, which was founded in Auburn by holistic counselor Donna Ars, and we're pleased to have with us on the line now a former Marine, John Patrick, who's been helped by Donna's work.
So how did you feel before you started working with Donna?
You know, at that point in my life, I was down the path of almost losing everything. I really couldn't function very well in society. Hmm. So it was at a low point in my life, that's to say the least.
So how has your experience been with Donna? I know you said it's really helped you a lot, but can you be kind of specific about the work you do with her and how it has helped?
I was very skeptical at first, but at that point in time, I was ready to kind of try anything.
So after your first session, did you feel a result?
There was a little change, and there's a lot of work that goes with it, and you just kind of have to believe in the system. You know, it's not an instant cure by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah.
And if you're dealing with PTSD, it's one portion to fix the whole puzzle, and it just happens to be the glue that binds it all together. Because once you start getting right with yourself, it just translates to every other fixture of your life.
Now, you have 3 children at this point, is that correct?
Yes, sir. I have 3 beautiful girls, 4, 2, and about 16 days.
How has this process been for them?
They don't know who I was, but they know who I am now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the father and husband that I want to be, mm-hmm. and that I'm continuing to be, and be able to grow into the person that they deserve. And now I'm in a position in my life where I'm able to start giving back my time and giving back my experiences to other veterans. So hopefully maybe they hear this and like, hey, look, let's check out the Forgotten Soldier Program.
very much. Is there any advice that you'd like to give any of our listeners out there that may be suffering with PTSD themselves or a veteran themselves, or they have a loved one that they're trying to help, but they don't exactly know how?
Yes, you can't do it by yourself. There's a whole lot of work involved, and there's really no same answer for everyone else.
And the work is worth it, apparently.
I have lived more in the last 6 months than I have in 10 years.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. And if there's any wish I would have on this Memorial Day, it's that we take better care of our veterans. And we really appreciate your time today. And hopefully we will talk to you again soon.
We've been speaking with former Marine John Patrick about his challenges in dealing with PTSD, his progress, really an inspiring story there, and about how that happened and about how he has connected with the Forgotten Soldier Program. So if that's something that you have interest in, it's a website. Forgotten Soldier Program is the website. And the phone number, actually, that Donna Ars gave us is area 530-889-2300. You can find out more about the program and Donna's work, and maybe frankly, give them a donation and help them out, because it's all at no charge to our vets.
This podcast has been brought to you by Healing Quest Natural, clinical-grade superfood, digestive health, and immune support supplements. More information is available at healingquestnatural.com.